So much. You may be seated. I greet you tonight in that precious, holy, and worthy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Once upon a time, there was a preacher who went to visit an elderly church member, realizing that she was on her final days of living here on earth. He entered her home and greeted and sat down to have a conversation. He noticed on the table, little coffee table in front of him, that there was a bowl there, and in the bowl were peanuts. And they looked very appetizing. And so he asked the church member, the lady, he asked, lady, would you mind if those look really good? Would you mind if I would have a few? Oh, sure, go ahead, help yourself. And they began their conversation and began to talk, and he kept eating peanuts and not really realizing how many he was eating. Until after 30 or 45 minutes of visitation, he realized that he had eaten pretty much all the peanuts. And he felt really bad. So he addressed the lady in front of him and said, "Ma'am, I am so sorry, but I got caught up in the conversation. I didn't realize, but I have really eaten all of your peanuts. I'm so sorry." And she said, "Oh, it is okay. It is no problem. Since I'm older and since I have no teeth anymore, I can't eat peanuts anymore, and so I just suck the chocolate off and leave the peanuts there." Sometimes we don't know what we're eating. Such is the case in the text for the message tonight that we're going to read. Overcome the poison in the pot. Very unusual how the Lord laid this on my heart for an opening message for these meetings. But I want to encourage us tonight, I believe, in what we are facing and some things to be aware of. I know that God spoke to my heart about, and I'm sure to yours as well, concerning the current circumstances, the pandemic, and the times that we're living in. What an incredible time to live. What an incredible time to live. We have all faced things in 2020 that we never dreamed we would face. But friend, we are living in exciting times. We're living in exciting times. But I want to look at this passage and address something tonight that is really on my heart as we begin these meetings. And I can't thank God enough tonight for the way He set this up in things that have happened prior to this moment right now. But as we read these verses, I'm going to have them on the screen in the NLT version. I'm used to preaching out of the King James Version, but I'd like to tonight have them on the screen in the NLT version because of just some of the clarification that this gives in understanding where we're going tonight. It reads in 2 Kings chapter 4 in verse 38. It says, "Elisha now returned to Gilgal. There was a famine in the land, and one day as the group of prophets was seated before him, he said to his servants, 'Put a large pot on the fire. Put a large pot on the fire. Make some stew for the rest of the group.'" And then in verse 39, "One of the young men went out into the field to gather herbs and came back with a pocketful of wild gourds. He shredded them and he put them into the pot without realizing they were poisonous. Some of the stew was served to the men, but after they had eaten a bite or two, they cried out, 'Man of God, there's poison in this stew.' so they would not eat it. Elisha said, "Bring me some flour." And then he threw it into the pot and said, "Now it's all right. Go ahead and eat." And then it did not harm them. Overcome the poison in the pot. Thought about giving this a title, just be aware of the poison in the pot. But isn't it wonderful to know that whatever poison we face, by the power of God and the Holy Spirit in us, we are able to overcome any poison. So we are here to overcome the poison in the pot. We don't want to just address the poison, but how do I overcome the poison that I'm faced with? Yes, we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. So we have this story how Elisha, I know it's sometimes hard to differentiate Elisha and Elijah, the two people we read about a lot, especially in the Old Testament, but this is Elisha. So he came to Gilgal, and there was a famine in the land. And so he was addressing the young prophets, and he was trying to explain to them why the famine. You know, all they saw was just no food and no water. That's all they saw. But Elisha saw deeper into the situation. He saw much further than just the famine. He saw why the famine. So he's trying to address this. And sometimes we don't realize what we're facing. And then until the cause is addressed, the cure cannot be experienced. Until the cause is addressed, the cure cannot be experienced. So, as we look at this current situation that we're living in, we look at the pandemic, we've heard COVID-19, we've heard coronavirus, we've heard all of these things, and I want to be very quick to say tonight that this is not something to just make light of, or I have people in my life that I know had it that have lost their life and so on. So I'm very well aware of that. I have had the virus myself, my family, our staff. We went through it. Thankfully, it is behind us, and nobody was very, very sick from it, thank God. So I'm not downplaying the fact of some of the symptomatics and some of the physical sides of this virus. But I do want to say this. I believe there is a spiritual poison that is tied to this pandemic that we will not hear about on CBS and Fox News and MSNBC and all of those whatever news channels that you watch or listen to. This is, I believe, a poison that you will not hear from the media, from CDC, from all of those people, World Health Organizations and the medical professions. You will probably not hear. So I believe it is our job to look at this thing in a rounded view where we're not just lopsided in knowing what we're dealing with. And I know that tonight there are many of you that could address this, have experienced this even much greater and better than I could. But I want to address some spiritual poison that is in this pot called the pandemic, COVID-19. And as we look at this, whenever you look to the world and get poisonous ideas, philosophies from people who look good, make you feel good, make you feel like they have the ultimate answer, make you feel like this is going to work, it's going to make my life better, it's going to heal my depression. When we get those things from the world, we are allowing the poison to affect us. Because behind those things, there is something that is happening in the American people that goes much deeper than the result of the physical side of the pandemic. In fact, why are the suicides percentages going higher through this time? Why is depression elevating? Why is all these things? So apparently there is something going on that is much deeper than just the physical side of this. Here, one of these servants, or one went out into the field, sons of the prophets, verse 39, he went out into the field to gather herbs, and he found a wild vine, or a poisonous gourd, as we read in the NLT. Well, it says it in the King James as well. Gathered thereof wild gourds, his lap full of them. He came and he shred them into the pot of the pottage, for they knew them not. So here comes this son of a prophet here. He comes back. He had a whole arm full of these gourds, and they look good. It's basically, it looks like a cucumber if you study up on it a bit. But they look good. He thought, I'm adding to this stew. He had no idea what was on the inside. And that's what I believe has been so deceiving with some of this pandemic influence and what can look so good and so right from all of those. And believe me, I'm grateful for our medical staff. And if you're a medical person, please, there's no ounce of me against you here tonight. That is not my point here tonight. That is only one side of this pandemic. And the reason I say this is there are many other viruses that have taken lives of people. But this one is very unusual in what it is adding to it. It's the poison that is being added to it, unlike any other virus that has killed thousands of people or taken thousands of people's lives. These wild gourds, they look good. They look good from the outside. He cut them up, he chipped them up, and he put it into the stew, but he didn't realize there was poison on the inside. And all of a sudden, as they began to eat, you call that instant food poisoning? Whatever you call it. But they couldn't eat it anymore. So what happened? They poured out for the men to eat. Verse 40, it came to pass as they were eating of the pottage that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat thereof. But friend, Elisha had the answer. And he said, then bring the meal or the flour. And he cast it into the pot. And he said, pour out for the people that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. When we go to the world and we believe their philosophies, and we watch the world in our life, we watch the world influence in our life, we chop it up and we mix it in, it's not that we deny the Word of God, but we mix it in to the Word of God. Therefore, the truth that is meant to set us free ends up killing us, really, because we're mixing world philosophies into the truth, and those don't match. We're going to break through all of that tonight, and revival will come when we break through those things. And so it's kind of like putting oil on water. You dump oil on water, it just doesn't mix, it doesn't match, it doesn't. You have a diesel vehicle, you put unleaded gasoline in it, it just doesn't work that way because the two don't mix. They are not meant to be together. The truth of the Word of God and the world system, they don't chive together. They ought not to. They ought not to. Because there is a distinction between the world and the truth and the Word of God. There's a distinction. So what do sinners do? What do we expect from sinners? What did I do before I was saved? I sinned. I didn't do right. Because I had no power in me to do right except my own. That doesn't get me very far. Oh, now I can choose one day not to smoke or not to drink or not, but it doesn't last. So what do sinners do? Sinners sin. It's what they're supposed to do. It's what I did before Christ came into my life. Now, believe me, I've made some mistakes since Christ is in my life. But I know what to do because I have an advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous. We repent. Get right with God. Now, I like to get to this part. I love how Elisha, in verse 41, when he realized the problem, he realized the poison that was in the pot, and he said, bring me the meal, or the flour. So you have a situation here where the poison was already in the stew. So it's not like they could just take and separate it and pull the poison out. They needed something to overtake the poison, because it was already all mixed in. It was stirred in. It was all over that stew. It was all mixed into the liquid and everything, all in there. So there's no way to remove the poison. So Elisha said, bring me the flour. I'm going to put that in to overtake the poison. You know where we're going with this? Yes! Friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, we overcome the poison in the pot through the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. That will overpower any poison that you and I are ever faced with. Yes! And I believe this poison, when this became very real to me, was back when our family and our staff were right in the middle. You know, and all the way through, I would say, let's be wise, we realize it's out there. Let's not be foolish about it, but let's also not fear about it. You know, all of that. I would say that. And all of a sudden, when we were exposed to it, and we were in the middle of it, thankfully, I didn't have dramatic symptoms, but I knew it was there. I would test it, positive. Hopefully you don't run from me now that I tested positive. That was back in May, so you're good. In fact, I feel safer now than I did before because you know what I mean. But in the middle of that, in trying to lead my family through it, trying to lead the ministry through it and all of that, all of a sudden this heaviness. It was a heaviness that I have not felt in years, to the point where even in my chest it was so heavy. I was like, Lord, what's going on? Because one of the symptoms was short of breath, even though I didn't have it, I didn't think, but I would do like, am I coming down with that? Like it was all of that. And I'd take a deep breath and it was fine. I could breathe. I had no issue with breathing. It was fine, but it was this heaviness over me, all over me. And I was like, one day it was gone, but the next day it was so real. And I was trying to answer this and answer that and do this and do this and looking at what should we do here and what should we do there? How should we lead here? How should we do that? Just all of that. After we were through it, cleared, one night, I was out on the lawnmower trying to mow in a straight line. And I was just, you know, meditating and in prayer. And it was just like I was just talking to the Lord. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what was this heaviness all about? What was it? And I wasn't, you know, I was mowing lawns. It wasn't like a closet type praying. It was not like locked in a room. But it was just communicating with the Lord. I said, Lord, what was that heaviness? Not with an audible voice, but in my spirit, here are the three words that I heard. I heard these three words: confusion, control, and fear. Those are the three words I heard. Now, I've dealt with all three of those in my life. But that night, there was something about those three words that just broke my heart. And all of a sudden, it was like, well, that is exactly what I was dealing with in the middle of this whole thing. On this heaviness, one day I was totally confused. I was like, Lord, I don't know who to believe because they say this and they say this against this and then they say this against this and then this party over here says, well, if you do this, I mean, I was totally confused. And I'm like, who do you listen to? Should listen to God, right? Who do you listen to? And then the next time, moments later, I felt totally controlled by this person, and that felt totally controlled. Which the result of that is living in fear. What do I do? What's my family going to do? What's going to happen in the ministry? What are they going to think? Fear. Wow. And I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the revelation. I said, Lord, now I can deal with that. Actually, I don't have to deal with that part because you have already defeated all of that. You have defeated control, you've defeated confusion, and you've defeated fear. So, Lord, I acknowledge. I had given in to all three of those. I repent, and I ask you just to remove it from my life. Take it, Lord. It is yours. And there was freedom. There was overcoming power. And I realized that that is actually where some of this started developing. That is the poison in this pot called the pandemic. It's three of the poisons that is in this pot that, friend, I want us to be aware of. And I know you are. I believe you are. But unless I'm aware of that poison in this pandemic, think about it tonight. Think about it tonight. It is taking many people down. It's leading people to suicide. I'm hearing of suicides from different places. I was writing a few down this morning just of different ones that I heard about, from low 20s people to a first-year school principal in a public school. Couldn't take it anymore. The point I'm trying to make is this. To my knowledge, some of those that I'm aware of did not have the virus. But what I believe is happening is the poison that this virus is putting out there, fear, control, and confusion, is affecting people other ways that don't even have the virus per se. Because it's in the atmosphere. It's in the spirit world. Tonight at the close, what is on my heart, and this was revealed a few days ago for tonight, what is on my heart is for us to collectively come together up here, and we're going to pray against those three things. We're going to pray because I believe, and I know that many of you have been praying. You've been praying for years for these meetings, and I'm sure you've prayed against all of that. You've prayed through all of that, some of you. But tonight, I believe now, as that comes together as a group, I believe there's going to be a ring going out of this place. Yes! And that spirit of control, confusion, and fear will have no right in this place. We are going to overcome that thing because that spirit has poisoned the pot. We are overcomers by the power of God. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I believe, is the flower that's going to drive away fear. It's going to drive away confusion. It's going to drive away control. To the glory of God, the new covenant, hallelujah, overcome the poison in the pot. Greater is he, John 4, verse 4b, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So, tonight, as we think of praying, I said, Lord, I don't know how long I'll preach tonight. I'm going to preach till the Lord tells me to quit. Then we're going to pray. But I want to encourage us tonight, be aware of the poison in the pot. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. We overcome by God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We overcome by declaring into the spirit world. We release the presence of God because out of us flows rivers of living water, life-giving water. And as we release that life-giving water into the atmosphere, the presence of control, confusion, and fear cannot exist. It cannot exist. And it's all here. You know, there's a man who went into a store one day. He had an urge to make spaghetti for supper. Has that ever happened to you, Aaron? He went into the store and he found whatever that brand of spaghetti is, sauce is. I'm not sure if I have that written down or not. But he brings this up to the counter and he had the jar of sauce. And he asked the clerk, "So here's the sauce, but where are the tomatoes?" And the clerk said, "Well, it's in there. It's all in there. Where's the oregano?" "Oh, it's in there." "Where's the basil?" "Well, it's in there." "Where's the garlic?" It's in there." All of a sudden, he realized what he had in his hand. Everything was included for him to make this meal. I'm here to tell you, friend, everything is included. Everything is included. When God put this word together, he left no ingredients out. They are all in. They're all in here. We have nothing to fear because all the ingredients were added to overcome the poison in the pot. Tonight, we want to collectively cry out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we will overcome this poison that has taken people's lives. Tonight, we're going to be overcomers. And that flower, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, is going to overtake fear, control, and confusion in this place. And any other spirit that is not of God, as we declare into the spirit world, the name of Jesus. Can we stand together tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God.